as adults, you and I can find it hard to solve the big problems facing our community. We try with donations, with time given, with donated goods, but have you thought that maybe the answer to those big community problems lie in the minds of our youth? Madawi Christian School is doing its bit to tackle hunger in their local community, and they're doing it by asking you some big questions. Martha Atkins is the teacher running this year's Creative Koalas program. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's start by finding a little bit about what this program is. What is Creative Koalas?
So Creative Koalas is a program run by Picture You in Agriculture, and it's just about teaching the students about the Sustainable Development Goals and giving them a voice and getting them to take action on one of these goals.
Yeah. Why hunger this year? Why focus on that?
Well, we did the program last year and we focused on water, which was really good for our local community. But this year we had a new group of students, and I don't know, the kids started discussing some of the goals in our first meeting together. One of the students in our class, his father actually runs the local foodway program in Madawi. So he had some things to contribute to the group and said that, you know, his father feeds a lot of our local families. So that got the kids really interested, and it just went from there.
How did the students really drive how they wanted to approach this idea of zero hunger?
Yeah, so we decided that we would do a survey. So last year, the feedback we got from our program was that doing a community survey to start would be the only thing really that we were missing from our program last year. So we did our survey, our community survey. They had some really great ideas about what they wanted to do, the kids. They wanted to do a food bank at school to feed kids who were coming to school hungry. Mm-hmm. But from our community survey, the feedback we got from that was that they wanted, that the community wanted to know more actually about growing fruit and vegetables in a sustainable way. So that then completely changed the course of our project and what our focus was.
Did that surprise you and the students that the answers were so different from what you maybe thought they'd be?
Yeah, it really did actually, which is what this program is all about. It's like meeting the needs of the community, not doing just what we think is needed. So it did surprise us. They had some really great ideas for doing a food bank at school and providing food for the hungry students, which we will still follow through on some of those, but we've had to completely change our main focus, and which is great, which is just meeting the needs of those people who have responded to our survey. So that's really good.
And shows that lesson, I think, not just to the students and yourself, but to all of us, how having those conversations with the people who you're trying to help is so important, Martha.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can have all the great ideas in the world, but if it's not what is needed in our local community or our wider community, then it's not really that helpful.
So what are the students now looking at when it comes to growing things to address hunger?
Yeah, so we have a ag plot here at school. We're a K-12 school, so we've got, you know, we're lucky enough to have an ag teacher in secondary and a good ag plot. So we've investigated our school garden to see how sustainable that is. And we are partnering up with a local grower in Madawi. We're a regional area, so we've got a lot of local growers around. But one of our local growers from Blue Boat Farm is going to come in and teach us more about how to grow fruit and vegetables in a sustainable way. And then from there, we'll put that information into some posters and some pamphlets. And we're making a little video at the moment, so we can teach people in our school community, but also in our local community of Madawi, about how they can combat hunger by growing fruits and vegetables in a sustainable way.
Yeah. How do you think the community is going to respond to this, to having these lessons taught by young people?
Well, we got really good feedback last year. We did a similar thing last year with water and teaching our local community about how to keep their waterways healthy. And I think that the community really responds well to having these lessons come from young people. I think they really love to see young people taking action and taking interest in real world problems. And it really empowers the students. It gives them a voice, and they're so much more engaged in their learning and their projects when they can see that it's impacting their local community, and we're getting feedback from local businesses and local, not just families in the school, but you know, people in our community who aren't really linked to our school are also giving us feedback. So they're really excited about it.
How do you see the students start to look at their community differently through asking questions, through then working with maybe other people and community groups and growing things? How do you see them change and their outlook on their community that they're living in change?
Yeah, it really does change. They take a lot more responsibility for their actions, and they feel empowered to have that voice. So they don't see themselves as somebody who can't make a difference anymore. They they have a greater respect for the people in our community and the businesses who we partner up with and the community members who come in and speak to us. It's just growing an awareness for them that they can have an impact and that the things that we're doing at school are actually based on wider community problems. So, yeah, it's really empowering for them.
So you continue working on this across the rest of the school year?
We will, yes. So we're just about to start our koala artwork. So the Creative Koalas program culminates in a giant fiberglass koala that we then decorate in a way that spreads our message. So that's the final part of our project, is spreading the message through our koala artwork. So we're just about to start on that, and then that goes all the way till the end of the year when there's the final judging for the project. Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing thing that you and the students are doing. Thank you for telling us a little bit about it, and best of luck decorating your koala. The fun part starts.
Yeah, thanks very much for that.
That's Martha Atkins there, Stage 3 teacher at Madawi Christian School. She's part of that Creative Koalas program that's being run there with the students addressing zero hunger in the community in maybe a more unique way than they originally thought. There's an amazing blog on the Madawi Christian School's website if you want to go and have a look.